Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. A sunny, mild day today. Enjoy it. Mid-60s. Rain moves in on Friday afternoon, Friday night into Saturday. Some heavy at times. Friday's high, 65 to 70. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Joanna Hayes will get reelected towards the end of her news conference, declaring victory in her bid for a third term representing the 5th District. She saw the alert from the Associated Press. Quote, it looks like AP called it, end quote, Hayes said with a laugh. Hayes' declaration appears to bring an end to a contentious campaign against Republican challenger George Logan and her closest race since first being elected in 2018. They received word from the Secretary of State's office that her margin of victory was 1,842 votes, which exceeds any statutory margin of victory that triggers an automatic recount. A special town meeting for the town of Sharon, Connecticut, will be held at Sharon Center School tonight at 6 p.m. to consider and determine by vote of all eligible voters in attendance the Comcast deal to supply $1.6 million for high-speed internet in our area and Sharon to match that amount. That meeting is tonight. A Carry virtual event predicting the next pandemic with ecology and artificial intelligence is happening tonight at 7 p.m. at the Carry Institute of Ecosystem Studies. More information at carryinstitute.org. In Northeast, the town board has a regular meeting at 7 p.m. tonight at Town Hall for a review of the 2023 budget, and then at 7:15, they will review that budget. Veterans Day ceremonies going on throughout Dutchess County. Amenia Dover Plains, 11 a.m., hosted by VFW Post 5444 ceremony at Fountain Square, intersection of Route 343, 44, and 22 in Amenia. In Millerton, 11 a.m., hosted by the Millerton American Legion Post 178, ceremonies at Veterans Park at the intersection of Main Street and Dutchess Avenue. Pine Plains, 11 o'clock, hosted by the American Legion Post 426, ceremony at 9 a.m. on North Main Street. In Red Hook, hosted by the VFW Post 7765 at American Legion Post 426. Ceremony is at Red Hook Veterans Memorial Park, North Broadway in Red Hook, and the Village of Tivoli at 11 a.m., hosted by Harris Smith, American Legion Post 524. Ceremony is at Legion Post 524, 88 Broadway in Tivoli. A literary fundraiser is planned for November 12th at the Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street, celebrating the 155th birthday of one of America's foremost modernist painters, Georgia O'Keeffe. It features a slide lecture by Roxana Robinson entitled Georgia O'Keeffe, Reading the Works as the Life. D.M. Hunt Library Nature Talk, Bats in Connecticut with Master Wildlife Conservationist Ginny Apple on Saturday at 1 p.m. in person at the library or online via Zoom. More information at huntlibrary.org. Warren Prindle will be featured in a one-man art show, Parallel Analogies, November 12th through January 15th at the Good Gallery, South Main Street in Kent. The exhibit will feature more than 40 works by Prindle, chairman of the art department at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. Salisbury Bank has announced the start of its We Believe Toy Drive, asking the community to join them in bringing holiday magic to children. According to Salisbury Bank, together, people can help make this a special time of the year for local children who would otherwise not experience the joy of the holiday season. You can drop off new unwrapped gifts at Salisbury Bank's 14 offices by December 9th. Gift ideas include, but are not limited to, sports equipment, balls, books, board games, handheld electronic games, gift cards, and more. Local retailers are always an excellent option. Over the past 30-plus years, they've been doing this. They're looking forward to another successful holiday season. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,513.94, the NASDAQ at 10,353.17, and the S&P 500 at 3748.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.